2918, verses 5 and 6. And the sons of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, Hear us, my lord, thou art a prince of God in the midst of us. In the choice of our sepulchres bury thy dead. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre from burying thy dead. The sons of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, signifies a reciprocal state with those who are of the new church. Hear us, signifies reception. My lord, thou art a prince of God in the midst of us, signifies the Lord as to the good and truth divine with them. In the choice of our sepulchres, signifies good pleasure as to regeneration. Bury thy dead, signifies that so they would come forth from night and be raised up into life. None of us shall withhold his sepulchre from thee, signifies that they were all prepared to receive regeneration. From burying thy dead, signifies so that they might come forth from night and be raised up. 2919. The sons of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, that this signifies a reciprocal state with those who are of the new church is evident from the signification of answering when assent is given to that which is asked as being what is reciprocal, and from the signification of the sons of Heth as being those with whom there is to be a new spiritual church, of which above, number 2913. 2920. Hear us. That this signifies reception is evident from the signification of hear us when it is a mode of answering to express assent as being reception. 2921. My lord, thou art a prince of God in the midst of us. That this signifies the Lord as to the good and truth divine with them is evident from the signification of Lord and of a prince of God, and from the signification of in the midst of us. That it is said Lord where good is treated of is evident from the word of the Old Testament. For there Yahuwah is now called Yahuwah, now God, now Lord, now Yahuwah God, now the Lord Yahweh, now Yahuwah Zebaoth, and this from a hidden cause which can be known only from the internal sense. In general, when the subject is the celestial things of love or good, it is said Yahuwah. But when it is the spiritual things of faith or truth, it is said God. When both together are treated of, it is said Yahuwah God. But when the divine power of good or omnipotence is treated of, it is said Yahuwah Zebaoth, that is, Yahuwah of armies, and likewise Lord. So that Yahuwah Zebaoth and Lord are of the same sense and signification. From this, namely the power of good, men and angels are also called lords. And in the opposite sense, those are called servants in whom there is no power, or who have power from the former. From all this it may be seen that here my Lord, in the internal sense, signifies the Lord as to good, which will be illustrated from the word in the passages that follow. Prince of God, however, signifies the Lord as to the power of truth, or as to truth, as is evident from the signification of a prince or of princes, as being primary truths, see number 1482, 2089, and also from its being said, Prince of God, for it is said God where truth and Yahuwah where good is treated of. See number 2586, 2769, 2807, 2822. That in the midst of us means among them or with them is evident without explication. That in the word of the Old Testament, Yahuwah, Zebaoth, and Lord are of the same sense and signification is evident in Isaiah. The zeal of Yahuwah Zebaoth shall perform this. The Lord sent a word unto Jacob, and it hath fallen on Israel. 9, verses 7 and 8. And in another place, A mighty king shall rule over them, saith the Lord Yahuwah Zebaoth. 19:4. In Malachi, behold, the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the angel of the covenant whom ye desire. Behold, he cometh, saith Yahuwah Zebaoth. 3:1. Still more plainly in Isaiah, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. Above him stood the seraphim, six wings and six wings for each. The one cried to the other, Holy, 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 Yahuwah Zebaoth. Woe is me, for I am undone, for mine eyes have seen the King, Yahuwah Zebaoth. And I heard the voice of the Lord. 6:1, 3, 5, and 8. From which it is plain that Yahuwah Zebaoth and the Lord have the same meaning. But the name Lord Yahweh is used especially when the aid of omnipotence is sought and implored, as in Isaiah. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord Yahweh will come in a strong one, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. 40:9-11. That the name Lord Yahweh is used when such aid is sought may be seen further in Isaiah 25:8, 40:10, 48:16, 50:4, 5, 7, and 9, 61:1, Jeremiah 2:22, Ezekiel 8:1, 11:13, 17, and 21, 12:10, 19, and 28, 13:8, 13, 16, 18, and 20, 14:4, 6, 11, 18, 20, and 21, Micah 1:2, Psalm 71:5 and 16, and frequently elsewhere. And besides this, in the word of the Old Testament, the name Lord involves the like as Yahuwah, namely that it is said Lord where good is treated of. Wherefore also Lord is similarly distinguished from God as Yahuwah is distinguished from God. As in Moses, Yahuwah your God, he is God of gods and Lord of lords. Deuteronomy 10:17. In David, Give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy is forever. Give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy is forever. Psalm 136:1-3. But in the word of the New Testament, with the evangelists and in the Apocalypse, Yahuwah is nowhere named, but instead of Yahuwah it is said Lord, and this from hidden causes of which we shall speak below. That in the word of the New Testament it is said Lord instead of Yahuwah is very plain in Mark. Jesus answered, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God from all thy heart, and from all thy soul, and from all thy thought, and from all thy strength. 12:29-30. The same is thus written in Moses. Hear, O Israel, Yahuwah our God is one Yahuwah. And thou shalt love Yahuwah thy God from all thy heart, and from all thy soul, and from all thy strength. Deuteronomy 6:4-5, where it is plain that the Lord is said instead of Yahuwah. So too in John, I saw, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and one sitting upon the throne, and round about the throne four animals full of eyes before and behind. Each one of them had six wings round about, and was full of eyes within. And they said, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Revelation 4:2, 6, and 8. But in Isaiah we read, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. Above him stood the seraphim, 6 wings and 6 wings for each. The one cried to the other, Holy, 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 Yehovah Zebaoth. 6:1-8. Here the Lord is said instead of Yehovah, or the Lord God Almighty instead of Yehovah Zebaoth. That the 4 animals are seraphim or cherubim is plain in Ezekiel 1:5, 13-15, and 19:10-15. That the Lord in the New Testament is Yehovah is also evident from many other passages, as in Luke. There appeared to Zacharias an angel of the Lord, 1:11. An angel of the Lord, meaning an angel of Yehovah. In the same, the angel said to Zacharias concerning his son, Many of the sons of Israel shall he turn unto the Lord their God. 1:16. Unto the Lord their God, meaning unto Yehovah God. In the same, the angel said to Mary concerning Jesus, He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David. 1:32. The Lord God here is instead of Yehovah God. In the same, Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath exalted itself upon God my Savior. 1:46-47. Here too the Lord is instead of Yehovah. In the same, Zacharias prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. 1:68. The Lord God is instead of Yehovah God. In the same, an angel of the Lord stood by the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. 2:9. An angel of the Lord and the glory of the Lord instead of an angel of Yehovah and the glory of Yehovah. In Matthew, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. 21:9, 23:39, Luke 13:35, John 12:13. In the name of the Lord, instead of in the name of Yehovah. Besides many other passages, as Luke 1:28, 2:15, 22-24, 29, 38, 39, 10:17, Mark 12:10-11. Among the hidden causes of their calling Yehovah the Lord were the following. If at that time it had been said that the Lord was the Yehovah, so often named in the Old Testament, see Numbers 17:36, men would not have accepted it, for they would not have believed it. And moreover, the Lord did not become Yehovah as to the human also, until he had completely united the divine essence to the human essence, and the human to the divine. See Numbers 17:25, 17:29, 17:33, 17:45, 18:15, 21:56, 27:51. The full union was accomplished after the last temptation, which was that of the cross. And for this reason, after the resurrection, the disciples always called him the Lord. John 20:2, 13, 15, 18, 20, and 25. 21:7-12, 15-17, and 20. Mark 16:19-20. And Thomas said, My Lord and my God. John 20:28. And because the Lord was the Yehovah, so often named in the Old Testament, he therefore also said to the disciples, Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for I am. John 13:13-16. And these words signify that he was Yehovah God, for he is here called Lord as to good, and Master as to truth. That the Lord was Yahuwah is also meant by the words of the angel to the shepherds. Unto you is born this day a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Luke 2, verse 11. He is called Christ as the Messiah, the Anointed, King, and Lord as Yahuwah, Christ in respect to truth, and Lord in respect to good. One who does not closely study the word could not know this, for he would think that our Savior was called Lord, like others, from the common title of reverence, when yet he was so called because he was Yahuwah. 2922. In the choice of our sepulchres, that this signifies good pleasure as to regeneration, is evident from the signification of choosing, of choice, and of chosen, as being what is wished for, or what is of good pleasure, and from the signification of a sepulchre, as being resurrection and regeneration, concerning which above, number 2916. 2923. Bury thy dead. That this signifies that so they would come forth from night and be raised up into life, is evident from the signification of being buried, as being to rise again, or to be raised up to life. See number 2916. And from the signification of the dead, as being night in respect to the goods and truths of faith. See number 2908, 2912, 2917. 2924. None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulchre. That this signifies that they were all prepared to receive regeneration is evident from the signification of a sepulchre as being regeneration. See number 2916. And from the signification of not withholding as being willingness to receive. 2925. From burying thy dead. That this signifies that they might come forth from night and be raised up is evident from the signification of being buried and of dead, as being to be raised up from night in respect to the goods and truths of faith, concerning which see just above, number 2923, where the same words occur. 2926, verses 7 and 8. And Abraham rose up and bowed himself to the people of the land, to the sons of Heth. And he spake with them, saying, If it is with your soul that I should bury my dead from before me, hear me, and intercede for me with Ephron the son of Zohar. Abraham rose up and bowed himself, signifies the Lord's joy on account of the kind reception. To the people of the land, to the sons of Heth, signifies by those who were to be of the new spiritual church. And he spake with them, saying, signifies thought and perception concerning them. If it is with your soul, signifies if from the affection of truth from the heart, that I should bury my dead from before me, signifies that they desired to come forth from night and rise again. Hear me, signifies that they should comply, and intercede for me with Ephron the son of Zohar, signifies those with whom the truth and good of faith could be received. 2927. Abraham rose up and bowed himself. That this signifies the Lord's joy on account of the kind reception is evident from the signification of rising up as involving something of elevation. See number 2401, 2785. For the mind is elevated by gladness and joy, and it is therefore here said that he rose up. Also from the representation of Abraham as being the Lord, as often shown above, and from the signification of bowing himself, as being to rejoice. Bowing is a movement of the body expressive both of humiliation and of joy. That here it is expressive of joy and is on account of the kind reception is plain from what precedes and what follows. 2928. To the people of the land, to the sons of Heth, that this signifies by those who are of the spiritual church is evident from the signification of people as being those who were in truths, thus the spiritual. See number 1259, 1260. From the signification of the land as being the church, see number 662, 1066, 1067, 1262, 1733, 1850, 2117, 2118 at the end. And from the signification of the sons of Heth, as being those who are of the new spiritual church, 2913. The people of the land are sometimes mentioned in the word where it treats of Israel and of Jerusalem, and by them in the internal sense is signified the spiritual church, or those who are of the spiritual church, for by Israel and by Jerusalem this church is meant. When Judah and Zion are treated of, the term nation is used, for by nation is signified the celestial church, and this church is meant by Judah and by Zion. That it is said the people of the land, when Israel and Jerusalem are treated of, thus where it treats of the spiritual church, is evident from many passages in the word, as in Ezekiel. Say unto the people of the land, thus saith the Lord Yahweh, to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to the ground of Israel, they shall eat their bread in sadness, and shall drink their waters in devastation, that her land may be laid waste. The cities that are inhabited shall be laid waste, and the land shall be desolate. 12:19-20. Where in the internal sense Jerusalem and the ground of Israel denote the spiritual church, bread and waters, charity and faith, or good and truth. The land, the church itself, which is said to be wasted as to good and desolate as to truth. In the same, Gog and his multitude shall the house of Israel bury, that they may cleanse the land 7 months, and all the people of the land shall bury them. 39:11-13. Gog denotes external worship separate from internal, which is idolatrous, number 1151. The house of Israel, the spiritual church in respect to good, the people of the land, the same in respect to truth, the land, the church itself. The land denotes the church for the reason that the land of Canaan represented the Lord's kingdom and thus the church, for the Lord's kingdom on earth is the church. In the same, all the people of the land shall be for this oblation for the prince in Israel, and upon that day shall the prince prepare for himself and for all the people of the land a bullock for a sin offering. The people of the land shall bow themselves at the door of the gate in the Sabbaths and in the new moons, and the people of the land shall enter in the appointed feasts. Ezekiel 45:16-22, 46:3-9. Where the New Jerusalem, that is the Lord's spiritual kingdom, is treated of. They who are in it are the people of the land. The prince is truth divine, which is from the Lord. The sons of Heth are so called because by sons are signified truths. See number 489, 491, 533, 1147, 2623. Truths are predicated of the spiritual because the spiritual are initiated into good by means of truths, that is, into charity by means of faith. And because they do good from the affection of truth, not knowing that it is good from anything else than because they are so instructed. Their conscience also is founded in these truths of faith. See number 1155, 1577, 2046, 2088, 2184, 2507, 2715, 2716, 2718. 2929. And he spake with them, saying, that this signifies thought and perception concerning them, is evident from the signification of speaking and saying, as being to think and perceive. See number 1898, 1919, 2080, 2271, 2287, 2506, 2515, 2552, 2619. 2930. If it is with your soul, that this signifies if it is from the affection of truth from the heart, is evident from the signification of soul in the internal sense. In many passages of the word, it is said, from the heart and from the soul, or from the whole heart and from the whole soul. And by this is signified that it is from all the will and all the understanding. That man has two faculties, namely will and understanding, may be known to everyone. Also, that the will is a separate faculty from the understanding. For we are able to understand good and truth, and yet will what is evil and false. From the beginning, man was so created that his will and understanding should make a one, so that he should not think one thing and will another, nor will one thing and think another. Such is the state with the celestial, and such it was in the celestial church, which was called man or Adam. But with the spiritual, or in the spiritual church, one faculty has been separated from the other, that is, the understanding from the will. And the man is reformed by the Lord as to the intellectual part, and in this there is formed a new will and a new understanding. See number 863, 875, 895, 897, 927, 928, 1023, 1044, 2256. The new will, which is from the Lord in this part, is what is called heart, and the new understanding is what is called soul. And when it is said, from all the heart and from all the soul, by this is meant from all the will and from all the understanding. This is what is meant by heart and soul in Moses. Thou shalt love Yahuwah thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength. Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. And again, Now, O Israel, what doth Yahuwah thy God require of thee, but to fear Yahuwah thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahuwah thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul? Deuteronomy 10, verse 12, 11, verse 13. Again, this day Yahuwah thy God commandeth thee to do these statutes and judgments, and thou shalt keep and do them with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Deuteronomy 26, verse 16. In the book of Kings, David said to Solomon, Yahuwah will establish his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, If thy sons take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not be cut off from thee a man from upon the throne of Israel. First Book of Kings 2, verse 4. In Matthew, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. 22, verse 37. Mark 12, verses 29 and 30. The same is also predicated of Yahuwah or the Lord, because thence comes the affection of good which is of the will, and the affection of truth which is of the understanding, with the man of the church. As in Samuel, I will raise me up a faithful priest, according to that which is in my heart and in my soul. First Book of Samuel 2, verse 35. And in Jeremiah, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and I will plant them in this land in truth, with all my heart and with all my soul. 32, verse 41. And in other passages throughout the word, soul signifies the affection of truth. As in Isaiah, With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit in the midst of me have I sought thee early. For according to thy judgments to the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn justice. 26, verse 9. Here soul denotes the affection of truth, spirit the affection of good. The judgments are predicated of truths, and justice of good may be seen above, number 2235. In the same, the fool speaketh folly to make empty the hungry soul, and to cause the thirsty for drink to fail. 32, verse 6. The hungry soul denotes the desire for good, which the fool maketh empty. The soul thirsty for drink denotes the desire for truth, which the fool causeth to fail. In Jeremiah, their soul shall be as a watered garden, and I will water the wearied soul, and every sorrowful soul will I fill. 31, verses 12 and 25. Here soul denotes the affection of good and of truth. Again, all her people sigh, they seek bread. They have given their pleasant things for food to restore the soul. The comforter that restoreth my soul is far from me. My sons are desolate. They sought food for themselves to restore their soul. Lamentations 1, verses 11, 16, and 19. Soul denotes the life of the affection of good and truth, food, wisdom, and intelligence. It is said that soul signifies the affection of truth from the heart, because there are affections of truth which are not from the heart, as those which are from the love of self or of being eminent, from the love of the world or of making gain, also from the love of meriting. From these in like manner there come forth affections of truth, but they are not genuine, being from the will of the flesh and not from the heart. That which is from the heart is from the Lord. Moreover, soul in the word signifies in the universal sense all life. See number 1000, 1005, 1040, 1742. For in the universal sense, the soul is that from which another thing is and lives. Thus the soul of the body is its spirit, for from this the body lives. But the soul of the spirit is its still more internal life, from which it has wisdom and understanding. 2931. That I should bury my dead from before me. That this signifies that they desire to come forth from night and to rise again, is evident from the signification of burying, which is to rise again. And of dead as denoting night in respect to the goods and truths of faith. See above, number 2923, 2925, where the same words occur. 2932. Hear me. That this signifies that they should comply is evident from the signification of hearing as being to obey or comply. See number 2542. 2933. And intercede for me with Ephron, the son of Zohar. That this signifies those with whom the truth and good of faith could be received is evident from the fact that the field and the cave in the field, where Sarah was to be buried, belonged to Ephron, and as burial signifies regeneration, number 2916. It follows that by Ephron are signified those with whom the truth and good of faith could be received. The sons of Heth also represent the same, inasmuch as they were of Ephron's city and were his people. By interceding is here signified to be prepared to receive. 2934, verse 9. That he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, which is in the end of his field. In full silver let him give it to me, in the midst of you, for a possession of a sepulchre. That he may give me the cave of Machpelah, which he hath, signifies the obscurity of faith they have. Which is in the end of his field, signifies where there is little of the church. In full silver signifies redemption by means of truth. Let him give it to me in the midst of you for a possession of a sepulchre, signifies possession thus through regeneration. 2935. That he may give me the cave of Machpelah. That this signifies obscurity of faith is evident from the signification of a cave as being what is obscure. See number 2463. And from the signification of Machpelah as being faith that is an obscurity. A cave signifies obscurity because it is a dark place. When a cave of a mountain is spoken of, it then means obscurity of good. But when it is said the cave of the field of Machpelah, it then means obscurity of truth. As it is here said, the cave of Machpelah, and Machpelah was where there was a field at the end of which was the cave, obscurity of truth is here meant, or what is the same, obscurity of faith. And hence also it is plain that Machpelah means faith which is an obscurity. Those who are being regenerated and being made spiritual are in the greatest obscurity as to truth. Good indeed flows in with them from the Lord, but not so much truth. Wherefore, between the Lord and the good with man, there exist parallelism and correspondence, but not with the truth. See number 1832. The primary cause of this is that those here treated of do not know what good is, and even if they should know, still they do not believe from the heart. And so long as good is in obscurity with them, so long is truth, for all truth is from good. But to make this more clear, they know only very obscurely that the Lord is good itself, and that all is good which is of love to him and of charity toward the neighbor, and that all is truth which asserts this and confirms it. Indeed, they even cherish doubts and admit reasonings against these things. And so long as they are in such a state, the light of truth from the Lord cannot flow in. They even think of the Lord as another man and not as God. And they think of love to him from some worldly love. What the genuine affection of charity toward the neighbor is, they scarcely know, nor indeed what charity is and what the neighbor, when yet these are essentials. Hence it is evident how far the spiritual are in obscurity, and they are still more so before regeneration, which is the state here treated of. 2936. Which is in the end of his field. That this signifies where there is little of the church is evident from the signification of the end or extremity as being what is little, and from the signification of field as being the church, and also doctrine which is of the church. See number 368. That the end or extremity denotes little may be seen from the description of land, ground, and fields in the word. Their middle part signifies much, but the extremity signifies little. This extremity is also called the part round about. The reason is that the representative ceases at the extremity. Thus here, the end of the field signifies little of the church. 2937. In full silver. That this signifies redemption through truth is evident from the signification of silver as being truth, see number 1551, and from the signification of let him give me in silver or for silver as being to buy, and in the spiritual sense, to redeem. That the spiritual are said to have been bought with silver may be seen above, number 2048, that is, redeemed by truth. The reason of this is that they are regenerated, that is, are introduced to good through the truth of faith. For the spiritual man has no perception of good as the celestial man has, but truth is that by means of which he knows and from which he afterwards acknowledges that there is good. And when he acknowledges and believes, then it becomes good to him, and he is affected by it as good, which becomes such in quality as is the truth which he has. Hence it is that the spiritual are said to have been redeemed by means of truth. But still the quality of the good is not born and produced from truth, but from the influx of good into truth of that quality. 2938. Let him give it to me in the midst of you for a possession of a sepulchre. That this signifies possession thus through regeneration is evident without explication, for that a sepulchre is regeneration was shown above, number 2916. 2939, verse 10. And Ephron was sitting in the midst of the sons of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the ears of the sons of Heth, of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, Ephron was sitting in the midst of the sons of Heth, signifies those by whom the good and truth of faith could primarily be received. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham, signifies their state of reception. In the ears of the sons of Heth, signifies obedience. Of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, signifies as to the doctrinal things through which there is faith. 2940. Ephron was sitting in the midst of the sons of Heth. That this signifies those by whom the good and truth of faith could primarily be received is evident from the representation of Ephron, and also from the signification of the sons of Heth, as being those with whom the truth and good of faith could be received, and with whom there could be a new church. See number 2913, 2933. And from the signification of the midst or in the midst, as being what is primary or principal, and also inmost. See number 1074. That the midst, in the internal sense, signifies what is primary or principal, and also inmost, is from representatives in the other life. For when any good is represented by spiritual ideas, then what is best is presented in the midst, and what is less and less good is presented successively from the middle outward. And lastly, at the circumference, are those things which are not good. It is from this that in the midst denotes both what is primary or principal and what is inmost. In this manner, likewise, are represented the ideas of thought, and also affections, and all changes of state, the goods or evils being thus varied according to their situation in respect to the middle. The origin of this is from the form of spiritual and celestial things, which is such. 2941. And Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham, that this signifies their state of reception is evident from the signification of answering when assent is given as being reception, as is also plain from what now follows. Ephron is here called the Hittite, so as to represent the spiritual church as the head and chief. 2942. In the ears of the sons of Heth. That this signifies obedience is evident from the signification of the ear as being obedience. See number 2542. 2943. Of all that went in at the gate of his city, saying, that this signifies as to the doctrinal things through which there is faith, is evident from the signification of gate as being entrance, thus that which introduces, in like manner as door. See number 2145, 2152, 2356, 2385. And from the signification of city as being the truth of faith. See number 402, 2268, 2449, 2451, 2712. Cities in the ancient church were not like the cities of later times and of the present day, that is, assemblages and gatherings of people, but they were the dwelling together of separate families. The family of one parent constituted a city, as, for instance, the city of Nahor, to which Abraham's servant came when he was to betroth Rebekah to Isaac, Genesis 24, verse 10, was Nahor's family which was there, and Shalem, the city of Shechem, to which Jacob came when he journeyed from Paddan Aram, Genesis 33, verse 18, 34, was the family of Hamor and Shechem, which was there, and so with the other cities of that time. And as they had learned from the most ancient people that nations and families represented the celestial societies, and thus the things of love and charity, number 655, 1159, so when a city is mentioned instead of a family, and people instead of a nation, truth is signified which is of faith. Hence also the city of God and the holy city, in the genuine sense, signify faith in the Lord. And as a walled town or city signified faith, the gate of the city signified doctrinal things, because these introduced to faith. This in the representative Jewish church was also signified by the judges and the elders sitting in the gate of the city and judging there, as is plain from the historical parts of the word, and also in Zechariah. These are the words that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth with his companion. Judge truth, and the judgment of peace in your gates. 8, verse 16. Also in Amos, hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. 5, verse 15. That a gate also signifies the way of access to the rational mind, and that this mind is compared to a city, may be seen above, number 2851. 2944, verse 11. Nay, my Lord, hear me. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein, I give it thee. To the eyes of the sons of my people give I it thee. Bury thy dead. Nay, my Lord, hear me, signifies that first state described before. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein I give it thee, signifies preparation by themselves as to the things that are of the church and of faith. In the eyes of the sons of my people give I it thee, signifies according to the understanding of all. Bury thy dead, signifies that they may come forth from night and be raised up. 2945. Nay, my Lord, hear me. That this signifies that first state described above, number 2935, 2936, namely, that they were in obscurity of faith, is evident from the refusal, in that they were not willing to listen to Abraham, that he should give silver in full. Verse 9, which means in the internal sense that they should be redeemed by the Lord, but desired to prepare themselves as to the things of the church and of faith, that is, to reform themselves. These words, Nay, my Lord, hear me, involve their state, that is, the state of their thought about redemption and reformation, for a proposal immediately follows. 2946. The field give I thee, and the cave that is therein I give it thee. That this signifies preparation by themselves as to the things that are of the church and of faith is evident from the signification of field as being the church. See number 368, 2936. From the signification of the cave therein, that is, in the field, as being obscurity of faith. See above, number 2935. And from the signification of giving the field and giving the cave, or what is the same, not receiving silver from Abraham, as being not a desire to be redeemed by the Lord, but by themselves, and thus to desire to prepare themselves as to these things. Such is the first state of all who are being reformed and made spiritual, namely that they do not believe that they are reformed by the Lord, but by themselves. That is, they believe all of the will of good and of the thought of truth to be from themselves. They are also left in this state by the Lord, since in no other way can they be reformed. For if before they have been regenerated, it should be said to them that they cannot do anything of good from themselves, or think anything of truth from themselves, they would then either fall into the error of thinking that they must wait for influx into the will and influx into the thought, and if this does not take place, must attempt nothing. Or into the error of thinking that if good and truth were from any other source than themselves, nothing would be imputed to them for justice. Or into the idea that so they would be as it were machines, and not their own masters or in control of themselves, or into some other error. It is therefore permitted them at that time to think that good and truth are from themselves. But after they are regenerate, then by degrees the knowledge is insinuated into them that the case is otherwise, and that all good and truth are solely from the Lord. And still further, when they are becoming more perfected, that whatever does not come from the Lord is evil and false. To the regenerate, if not in the life of the body, still in the other life, it is given not only to know this, but also to perceive it, for all the angels are in the perception that it is so. See what was said above on these subjects, namely that all good and truth are from the Lord, number 1614, 2016, that all intelligence and wisdom are from the Lord, number 109, 112, 121, 124, that man of himself can do nothing of good and think nothing of truth, number 874 to 876, that nevertheless everyone ought to do good as if from what is his proprium and not hanged on his hands, number 1712, and that if a man compels himself to resist evil and to do good as from himself, he receives from the Lord a celestial proprium, number 1937-1947. 2947. To the eyes of the sons of my people give I at thee. That this signifies as to the understanding of all is evident from the signification of the eyes as being the understanding. See number 2701. And from the signification of sons of the people as being all. Sons of the people are those who for the first time are initiated into truths, for people are those who are in truths, number 1259, 1260. Therefore it is not said, to the eyes of my people, but to the eyes of the sons of my people. 2948. Bury thy dead. That this signifies that they may come forth from night and be raised up is evident from the signification of being buried as being to rise again, or what is the same, to be raised up, and from the signification of dead as being night as to the goods and truths of faith. See above number 2917, 2923, 2925, 2931, where are the same words. 2949, verses 12 and 13. And Abraham bowed himself before the people of the land, and he spake unto Ephron in the ears of the people of the land, saying, But if thou wilt, I pray thee, hear me. I will give the silver of the field, take it of me, and I will bury my dead there. Abraham bowed himself before the people of the land. Signifies the Lord's joy on account of the good will of those who were of the new spiritual church. And he spake unto Ephron, signifies influx with those who were able to receive. In the ears of the people of the land, signifies even unto obedience as to the truths of the church. But if thou wilt, I pray thee, hear me, signifies more interior influx. I will give the silver of the field, take it of me, signifies redemption as to the truths of the church which are from the Lord. And I will bury my dead, signifies that thus they would come forth from night and be vivified. 2950. Abraham bowed himself before the people of the land. That this signifies the Lord's joy on account of the good will of those who were of the new spiritual church is evident from the signification of bowing himself as here being to rejoice, as also above number 2927, from the representation of Abraham as being the Lord, concerning which quite often above, and from the signification of the people of the land as being those who are of the spiritual church, concerning which see above, number 2928, where the same words occur. But it is there said that he bowed himself to the people of the land, to the sons of Heth, verse 7. The reason why the sons of Heth also are mentioned there is that there those of the church are signified who are beginning to be initiated, who are also signified by the sons of the people, see number 2947. But here those are meant who are progressing, and therefore it is simply said, the people of the land, without the addition of the sons of Heth. And in the former passage, there is signified joy on account of their kind reception, but here because of their goodwill. Reception comes first, because it is of the understanding. Goodwill comes afterwards, because it is of the will. See number 2954. 2951. And he spake unto Ephron, that this signifies influx with those who were able to receive, is evident from the signification of speaking as being to think, number 2271, 2287, and likewise to will, number 2626, and thus to flow in, because influx is thereby effected. And from the representation of Ephron as being those with whom the truth and good of faith could be received. See number 2933. 2952. In the ears of the people of the land. That this signifies even to obedience as to the truths of the church is evident from the signification of the ear as being obedience. See number 2542, 2942. And from the signification of the people of the land, as being those who are of the spiritual church, and also the truths of this church. See number 1259, 1260, 2928. 2953. But if thou wilt, I pray thee, hear me. That this signifies more interior influx is evident from the series of the discourse. That Abraham speaking to Ephron signified influx was stated just above, number 2951. And here the discourse is continued, and the attention aroused by its being said, but if thou wilt, I pray thee, hear me, wherefore a more interior influx is signified. The internal sense is of such a nature that the expressions and words are almost nothing. But their sense, flowing from the series, presents an idea, and indeed before the angels a spiritual idea, to which the external or literal sense serves as the object ex quo. For 'tis the ideas of man's thought which are the objects of spiritual thoughts with the angels, and in fact chiefly those ideas of thought with man that are from the Word, for the reason that all things in the Word are representative, and the words in both general and particular are significative. And it is at once observed that they are from the Word, because the spiritual and celestial things therein follow in their order in the most regular manner. And in both there is what is holy from the inmost sense, which treats solely of the Lord and His kingdom. 2954. I will give the silver of the field, take it of me. That this signifies redemption as to the truths of the church which are from the Lord is evident from the signification of giving silver as being to redeem by truth. See above, number 2937, for silver is truth, number 1551. From the signification of field as being the church and also the doctrine of truth, see number 368, 2936. And from the signification of taking of me, as being what is reciprocal with those who are of the church. The reciprocal is faith that redemption is from the Lord alone. As regards redemption, it is the same as reformation and regeneration, and the consequent deliverance from hell and salvation. The redemption or reformation and salvation of the men of the spiritual church is effected through truth, but that of the men of the celestial church through good. The reasons have been repeatedly stated above, namely that the spiritual have nothing of the will of good, but in its stead have been gifted with the faculty of understanding what is good, The understanding of good is what is principally called truth, and indeed the truth of faith. But willing and thence doing this is what is called good. The spiritual, therefore, through the understanding of good, or what is the same, through truth, are introduced into the will of good, or what is the same, into good. Not, however, into anything of the will of good from themselves, for with them all the will of good has been lost. See number 895, 927, 21, 24. But into a new will, which they receive from the Lord. Number 863, 875, 1023, 1043, 1044. And when they have received this will, they are then called specifically the redeemed. 2955. I will bury my dead. That this signifies that they would come forth from night and be vivified is evident from the signification of being buried and of dead, as given above. Number 2917, 2923, 2925, 2931, 2948. They are here said to be vivified because they are in the course of receiving faith. For from faith, that is, from its good, they receive life. Their life is from no other source. That I will bury my dead signifies emerging from spiritual night and being vivified, is also for the reason that when a former church is dead, a new one is raised up by the Lord in its place. Thus life is given in place of death, and in place of night there comes morning. And also for the reason that with every one who is being reformed and is becoming spiritual, his dead is as it were buried, and that which is new, which is living, rises again. Thus in place of night with him, nor in place of darkness and cold, there arises morning with its light and its heat. Hence it is that the angels, who are in the Lord's life, in place of man's idea about the burial of the dead, have an idea of resurrection and of new life. And this also is the case, for there is always some church on the earth. And when the old expires and night comes on, then a new church arises elsewhere, and there comes morning.